Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Blaine O'Shaughnessy with community comment. Lately, I've been talking about inflation, and I'm going to continue to do so because it's just the topic of our time. When COVID arrived in the United States and the first lockdowns were announced in March of 2020, the stock market immediately began to crash, and it continued to crash until the federal government responded with one of the largest stimulus programs of all times. The stimulus program included direct payments to the public and direct payments to businesses in the form of grants. The Federal Reserve responded with lowering interest rates to 0% and began purchasing mortgage-backed securities and government securities in the amount of $120 billion per month. All of this very unprecedented. This was exactly what the stock market needed, though, and the stock market rebounded right out of its collapse and went on to make all new highs in 2021. However, it was all artificial and was always destined to be short-lived. I like to study charts of the markets, and when observing the charts of March 2020, the charts show a V-shaped recovery. It's called the V-shaped recovery because that's exactly what it looks like. The market went straight down, then it went straight up in the shape of a V. It's rare because markets don't typically rapidly rebound right out of a crash. But essentially what happened is we borrowed money from our future to delay the effects of the crash and to delay the repercussions of shutting down our country in order to fight COVID. Another way of looking at it is to say that we just simply delayed the economic impact of COVID for a later date. Well, that date is coming soon, and it's all because of inflation. The U.S. government and the Federal Reserve Bank can no longer delay these repercussions because we should have gone through them in 2020 had it not been for all the money printing. With the Fed raising interest rates, there will be less money in the economy. The Fed cannot lower interest rates because they must fight inflation. So until inflation is back down to a rate the Fed deems appropriate, our economy will be slowing. This has been Community Comment for Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.